Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. At least 19 people killed and over 340 injured in Nepal as violent clashes erupt over government's social media ban. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asks NDA MPs to educate people on next-generation GST reforms and key legislations, including Online Gaming Act. Supreme Court directs Election Commission to accept Aadhaar card as 12th document for proof of identity during electoral roll revision drive in Bihar. Stage set for vice presidential election tomorrow. NDA nominee CP Radhakrishnan faces INDIA bloc candidate B. Sudarshan Reddy in the contest. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar calls for cooperative approaches to promote sustainable trade, warns against increasing trade barriers during virtual address at BRICS Leaders Summit. And in Women's Asia Cup hockey, India seals a spot in Super 4 stage with a thumping 12-0 win over Singapore at Hangzhou in China. And now the news in detail. In Nepal, at least 19 people have been killed and over 340 others injured as protests led by Gen Z demonstrators over government's ban on social media platforms turned violent across the country. The protest erupted following a ban enforced by the Nepal government on unregistered social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube from the 4th of September. The protest spread across the country after police opened fire on the demonstrators who stormed the federal parliament premises in Barneshwar, Kathmandu. Meanwhile, curfew orders have been issued in several parts of the country to contain unrest. We now go over live to our Kathmandu correspondent Shweta Singh for the details. Shweta, what is the latest you have on the situation unfolding in Nepal?
Anuja, you see, the government of Nepal has decided to form an inquiry committee into the incident that took place after demonstration by Gen Z on Monday turned violent. Today evening, the cabinet meeting took place in the PM's residence in Balu Avatar, where it was decided if the committee investigates the incident within 15 days, the term of reference will be submitted to the government. Meanwhile, Nepal's Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has informed the Nepali Congress Party chief that he will not hold the post anymore. This was said by Home Minister at the meeting of officials and ex-officers held at residence of Chairman Sher Bahadur Deoba today. Back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shweta, for that update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked the NDA MPs to reach out to the people to make them aware about the benefits of recently undertaken Next Generation Goods and Services Tax, GST reforms, and various important legislations, including the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025. Mr. Modi was addressing the valedictory session of the two-day BJP and NDA MPs workshop this evening. Later, talking to media, senior BJP leader and Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, during the workshop, the Prime Minister shared his vision for India and expressed happiness over the important bills recently passed in the Parliament. He said Mr. Modi also highlighted about GST reforms. Mr. Rijiju said the MPs will now carry this message back to their constituencies after the vice presidential election.
आत्मनिर्भर भारत के लिए एनडीए लीडर्स को लीडरशिप रोल प्ले करने के लिए आह्वान किया है स्ट्रेस इस बात को लेकर के प्रधानमंत्री जी ने किया है कि जो स्वदेशी सामान है उसको कैसे हम आगे बढ़ाएं अब ये माहौल बनाना है कि स्वदेशी है ये सामान हमारा भारत में बना हुआ है ये कहने पर गर्व महसूस करना चाहिए
The two-day workshop was held at the Bal Yogi Auditorium in the Parliament Complex. President Draupadi Murmu today stressed upon the need for the Indian economy to be more self-reliant and excel in export. The president was addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Engineering Exports Promotion Council in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said, with GST rate cuts and simplification, Prime Minister Modi has given a boost to domestic demand.
GST mein. जो इतने बड़े बदलाव किए गए रेट कट्स किए गए ये हम पास ऑन करें उपभोक्ताओं को और सुनिश्चित करें कि इसका लाभ उपभोक्ता को मिले, डिमांड बढ़े, उससे हमारा उद्योग और व्यापार भी बढ़ेगा, स्वदेशी वस्तुओं के लिए आकर्षण बढ़ेगा और पूरे देश में सुख समृद्धि बढ़ेगी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms from the ramparts of Red Fort on this Independence Day. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of September simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28%. The GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man and will come into effect from the 22nd of this month. Our correspondent today takes a look at the GST reforms carried out in the sports sector.
The GST rate on sport goods has been reduced from 12% to 5%, making items like gloves, sport kit, equipment for general physical exercise and fishing gear cheaper. The council has announced GST cut on toys including tricycles, scooter, pedal cars and board games like chess, carom and ludo to 5% from the previous 12%. This reduction is expected to make sport equipment even more affordable for the families and students, while also lowering costs for institutions and promote sports. Union Sport Minister Mansukh Mandavia highlighted that the new GST reforms will make sport item affordable for the citizen and will also motivate them to participate actively in sport and fitness activities.
Sasta aur quality t-shirt khelne ke liye hum swadeshi t-shirt ko apnaye aur garv se kahe swadeshi.
The new tax reform will give a strong push to India's sporting ecosystem, ensuring affordable access to equipment and encouraging greater participation across all age groups. With Samarth Rohan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Principal Scientific Advisor to the Prime Minister Ajay Kumar Sood has said that agriculture contributes 15-20% to India's economic output. Mr. Sood was addressing the two-day Dialogue Next event organized by the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, in New Delhi today. He said ICAR will introduce a National Plant Health Mission in the coming months to address the issue of crop losses in the country.
We must have National Plant Health Initiative, which will be led by IPAR, to look at what are the gaps in the system which we need to address. It will have measures to reduce crop losses in India, right from plant disease and pest surveillance to integrated plant health management and leading to awareness and capacity building. These are the verticals where a mission will be prepared as we go along.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that trade patterns and market access have become prominent issues in the global economic discourse. Addressing the BRICS Leaders Summit virtually today, Dr. Jayashankar emphasized the need for constructive and cooperative approaches to promote sustainable trade, cautioning that increasing trade barriers and complicating transactions will not help.
Today, the focus is on stabilizing the international economy and the world order. But it is equally essential that we turn our attention to ongoing conflicts, not least because they have direct developmental and supply chain implications. Furthermore, as we head towards the next UN General Assembly session, an exchange of views on reforming multilateralism would be appropriate.
India and Israel today signed a bilateral investment agreement in New Delhi. The pact was signed between Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and her Israeli counterpart Bezalel Smotrich. The agreement aims to enhance economic ties and explore financial protocols for Israeli exporters. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The Supreme Court today directed the Election Commission to treat the Aadhaar card as a 12th document which can be produced as a proof of identity for the purpose of inclusion in the revised voters list of Bihar. This means that Aadhaar card can be submitted as a standalone document for inclusion in the voters list. However, the court also clarified in its order that Aadhaar is not a proof of citizenship. During the hearing on the matter of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral roll in Bihar, the court asked the Election Commission to direct its officials on the ground regarding the acceptance of Aadhaar. Stage is set for the vice presidential election tomorrow. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face INDIA bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. We have a report.
The Vice President is elected by an electoral college consisting of members of both Houses of Parliament. The election of the Vice President is held by the system of proportional representation by means of the single transferable vote. The voting in this election is held by a secret ballot. Members of the electoral college can vote according to their choice or wish and are not bound by any party whip. The value of every vote cast in the vice presidential election has the same value. The electorate for the vice presidential election this time is 781 and the majority mark is 391. The voting tomorrow will begin at 10 a.m. and will continue till 5 p.m. Counting of votes will be held after 6 p.m. onwards. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The election is necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar in July this year, citing health reasons. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit flood-affected areas of Punjab tomorrow to take stock of the situation. Mr. Modi is scheduled to tour Pathankot and Gurdaspur before proceeding to the flood-hit Himachal Pradesh. Talking to reporters, Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu said the centre will release relief funds once the Punjab Chief Secretary submits a detailed report of the losses. In Himachal Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi will conduct an aerial survey of the disaster-affected areas tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway remained closed to vehicular movement for the seventh consecutive day today due to the ongoing restoration work at several stretches blocked by landslides triggered by heavy rainfall. We have a report.
As per the weather advisory, a fresh spell of light to moderate rain and thundershowers is likely to affect many parts of J&K on September 13, particularly during the early morning hours. The weather department has cautioned about the possibility of landslides and shooting stones at vulnerable spots. The pilgrimage to the holy cave shrine of Shri Mata Vaishno Devi atop Tarkuta Hills in Riasi district continued to remain suspended for the 14th straight day today due to adverse weather conditions and multiple landslides in the region. The track restoration work is underway on priority to clear the debris and ensure the safety of routes. And Gulshan Rana, Akashvani News, Jammu.
Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed by the security forces in an encounter in the Guddar forest area in Kulgam district. An army spokesperson said a junior commissioned officer of army also suffered injuries in the gunfight. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with marginal gains today. We have a report.
The Sensex gained 77 points to close at 80,787. Similarly, the Nifty added 32 points to settle at 24,773. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange also displayed positive trend. The mid-cap index advanced over 0.3%, while the small-cap index rose 0.3%. In the forex market, domestic currency and bond markets remained closed today for the Eid Milad holiday. Trading in the rupee as well as bonds will resume on Tuesday. Nishit Kumar for Akashvani News.
On to sports. In Women's Asia Cup hockey tournament, India has sealed their spot in the Super 4 stage after resounding 12-0 victory over Singapore in a Pool B match at Hangzhou in China today. The massive win margin also lifted India to the top of the Pool B ahead of Japan on goal difference. The top two from each of the two pools will qualify for the Super 4 stage. The top two teams in Super 4s will play in the final scheduled for the 14th of September. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. At least 19 people killed and over 340 injured in Nepal as violent clashes erupt over government's social media ban. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asks NDA MPs to educate people on next-generation GST reforms and key legislations, including Online Gaming Act. Supreme Court directs Election Commission to accept Aadhaar card as 12th document for proof of identity during electoral roll revision drive in Bihar. State set for vice presidential election tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar calls for cooperative approaches to promote sustainable trade. And in Women's Asia Cup hockey, India seals a spot in Super 4 stage with a thumping 12-0 win over Singapore at Hangzhou in China. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.